9/11 stair climb. We were just talking during the break that it's started this right around 2020. Is that right?
2020 is the first year we did it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the 20th anniversary of the stair climb. So I did it for a couple years in a row. Had to take a little bit of a break. Just got busy. But now we're ready to do it again. Ready to bring some more attention to that event and keep it in people's minds.
You got a big event. It's going to be taking place Saturday. Tell us what all goes with it now.
So Saturday will be the official stair climb at the Peter and Dolores Graff Event Center, just like the last previous years. 9 to 2. It starts at 9 a.m. We will start the climb then. We'll have the bleachers pulled out just like we had before. We climb the stairs. It's 13 rounds, 110 stories, what it figures to. Just come climb, and we'll have air packs and helmets and stuff people can wear if they'd like to carry hose and kind of experience what that weight difference is for those guys when they did. And basically, we do this in remembrance, you know, and we kind of finished the climb for them. A lot of them didn't make it. Mm-hmm. Most of them didn't make it. So we were going to finish that for them and remember to them, carrying their memories with us. So we also have a 5K walk run that we do on the outside through Kelly Creek Park, and we'll have signs, just things that are time stamped and telling you how things went that morning for the World Trade Center. So
hard to believe that was 23 years ago.
23 years ago,
I know, and it still hits home every single year, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. It's something we in the fire service and EMS and police, we don't take it lightly. It's on our hearts. It weighs heavy on the day, and especially, I mean, the entire month walking up to it, it weighs pretty heavy, and we keep it in the station all year round. It's always on our minds, and this month in particular is pretty heavy. So,
what do folks need to do to get involved with this now?
So, just like previous years, you can just show up, you know, before 9 o'clock. We'll have a registration table there for you. We have $20 to register. Get you a t-shirt as well. So we have our 2024 t-shirt that comes with it. There are flyers up around town that have a QR code on it. If they'd like to scan that, it'll take them to a registration site, sign up through there. Side note, you will still receive a t-shirt. You'll get it that morning of the stair climb. So there's no place to put a size. You just will pick it up that morning.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue to order shirts as well. So if we don't have your size, no worries. We have open ordering with McCook Lettering doing that for us. So a lot of sponsors helping us out with this. Like I said, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes till about 2. You don't have to be there at 9 to climb. If you can't get there till 10, till 11 to start your section of climbing, come whenever you have time. Just come show the support. And donate to a great cause. All donations go to the Fallen Firefighters Foundation. It's a national foundation that helps families of fallen police officers, firefighters, EMS personnel, stuff like that. Also going to help us with our McCook Fire volunteer budget as well. So things we can purchase for those individuals that volunteer their time to help our community. They don't have to do it, but they do it out of their the goodness of their hearts, and mm-hmm. they want to help. So the more good things we can get for those folks, the better. Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy will also be on site from 11 to probably about 2 o'clock. They're going to be serving hot dogs following your climb. So if you'd like to do the climb and eat or just come see the fire trucks, the ambulances, hopefully the police officers weren't too busy, they can swing by and, mm-hmm. and show their cars off a little bit too as well. That would be great. The walk run, like I said, is through Kelly Creek Park. It's kind of on your own time. It's just a time to kind of reflect. And so you're on your own time doing it. Just be there to support and remember is all we ask.
We were talking before we went on that training goes on all the time. You guys are working with other fire departments around the listening area all the time as well, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We do as much training as we can with multiple areas. We have our two training nights a month that we do, and all the other departments and EMS personnel in the area are always invited to those, so they show up and they can. As far as EMS, we cover obviously the city of McCook and surrounding areas and pretty much the county. We do, you know, we're meeting up with Stratton, Palisade, Trenton, Culbertson constantly. Mm-hmm. Calls are just going up and up all the time, so We stay pretty busy.
Unfortunately,
of training.
Unfortunately, there's been some big auto accidents here in the last couple of months, mm-hmm. and we never want to see that, but it happens. And you guys got to be ready to help in there, and folks are ready to help you as well.
Yep, and I got to tell you, I'm biased, of course, because I work for the city of McCook, but we have a fantastic fire department here, and the guys that I work with and the staff is amazing. We have great leadership. We have great training. Just a bunch of guys who just love doing the job and like taking care of the public.
And you mentioned equipment. That equipment you have to update every year. It is not cheap. It's probably expenses go up every year on some of that stuff, doesn't it?
They do. And I mean, inflation obviously doesn't help any of that. But most of our stuff is backed by NFPA, so we have to follow a lot of standards. So some things only last 5 years. Some things last 10 years. Our gear in particular is a ten year item. So if we don't update that every 10 years, then we're not as safe as we need to be running into certain things. So yeah, it's a constant battle to keep on top of everything, just like anything else.
When do you have your competition? You guys participate in the Grand Island or Lincoln every year. I know a group of you goes
they
down.
Used to.
They don't do anymore?
So yeah, the Firefighter Challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, they've taken that to a whole new level. They don't have enough, the challenges don't come to the area. Mm-hmm. Close enough to the area as they used to anymore, so the guys don't. We haven't had a team in that. I'm not sure when the last time they had a team for that, but yeah. But I mean, as far as the stair climb, it's just something we really enjoy to keep it alive, keep it in our brains.
9 o'clock start time at the Graff Event Center Saturday.
Yep,
and you come anytime you want, 9 to 2, correct?
Yep. There's no in particular time that you need to be there to start and. You just come do whenever you can is fine. And I did want to mention that on September 11th, the Wednesday, the actual day, at Anytime Fitness and the YMCA, they have their two separate events going on for us. There will be a fire boot at both locations along with a shirt sign up if you'd like to order a shirt at that time. Any donations you feel necessary, it doesn't bother us at all. If you want to, if you don't. It's the fact that people show up and they are there and support us in it. And so T-shirt signups will be there. A boot will be there. The staff at both locations can help you out with that. They've been very, very amazing working with us, and they jump right in all the time. And it's awesome to work with them on it. So
there is a Facebook page. I see a 9/11 Stair Climb Challenge. You want to hit that as well. Pass along to all your friends. And it's going to be a big crowd there on Saturday.
I hope to. I hope to see a lot of people out and come talk to us, ask us questions. If there's something you don't know or you want to know more about, that's always a good opportunity, especially that time if anybody's thinking they'd like to get involved, want to become a volunteer. We have spots. We're always looking for good people. If you want to become an EMT, we can help you out with that as well. There'll be people there that have some good information for you. So, yeah, we're there to do whatever we can.
A lot of young people have taken on being a career in fire and rescue and EMS, and that's good for them.
Yeah, and even, like I said, on the volunteer side, they are worth their weight in gold. They are amazing. We lean on them 110%, just like us. So we just need good people.